So, Eddie, here we are at day 5. And, you know, I don't diet anymore. But back when I did, right around now is when I would just get so hungry that I'd fall off the wagon and binge and then just give the whole thing up.
Carrie, sometimes our get up and go just gets up and goes.
It does.
You fall off the wagon, you break whatever habit you're trying so hard to stick to. You keep on telling yourself, I just want to be good.
Yeah, be good.
But you just can't follow through on those good intentions. Yeah. And life gets in the way.
I have to say that I believe that having children was probably the biggest challenge for me. I was exhausted. My second child never slept. I felt that I was up all night, and I was always a morning exerciser. It was impossible, and I went completely off the rails for probably 5 years.
That's Kirsten Kalkhurst. She's my colleague here at WBUR. I'm Carrie Goldberg.
And I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips, and this is The Magic Pill. And we want to get at the issue of falling down really early in this podcast, because it happens to just about everyone.
And I imagine you also see this often in your patients, like they come in and they sheepishly tell you that they haven't actually been adhering to the exercise prescription you wrote for them. What do you tell them?
So I'm the eternal optimist, and I like to see what they have done. So for instance, I have patients that come in and they go, oh my gosh, I thought I was going to walk every day at lunch. And well, what did you do? Well, I only got to walk Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I go, great, let's look at the success you've had.
So you accentuate the positive, and I gather you want to keep them from beating themselves up, right? And on that theme, I'd like to bring in another expert here. She's Jean Fain, and she's the author of the book, The Self-Compassion Diet.
What's self-compassion, though?
Well, so Jean says Kristen Neff, who's a leading expert on self-compassion from the University of Texas at Austin, boils it down to three components: self-kindness, common humanity, and mindfulness. Here's Jean.
Self-kindness is what it sounds like, treating yourself with love and kindness when you're struggling or having a hard time. Common humanity is remembering that you are not alone. Millions and millions of people wake up feeling bad about the fact that they're not active enough, they're not taking good care of themselves. Mindful awareness is being right here, right now, with as little self-criticism and as much self-acceptance as you can muster.
So I know it's all easier said than done. And I also asked Jean what she would say to someone who's fallen off the exercise wagon. She says that the main reason why we can't get back on is because we're picking and prodding at ourselves.
People who are self-critical, they doubt themselves, they're afraid of failure, and they generally aren't very motivated. So instead of calling yourself all those mean, nasty names, try this. Try a little self-compassion.
It could be hard, though, telling yourself one thing and actually doing another.
But it did work for Kirsten Kalkhurst. I mean, I think she figured out the whole self-compassion thing on her own. She realized that without exercise, she just didn't feel great. And she remembered how much better she felt when she was more active. So she recommitted to it herself, even if that just meant a half-hour walk a couple of days a week rather than going for a two-hour run the way she did back in college.
I think if you don't rethink where you are in your life when you're trying to recommit, you're doing yourself a big disservice. I just had to give myself permission to say, I'm not a runner right now. I'm a walker. And so I would make time in my day to take that 30-minute walk. It's so much easier for me to just say, forget it. It's not even worth it. The reality is it's entirely worth it. I'm just a different athlete now.
So do you have any other tricks that you use with patients who come in sort of sheepish and guilty?
Some of my patients that are trying to adopt a new health behavior, I actually tell them, write down on a piece of paper why you're making this change. Put it in an envelope and put it on your bookshelf. This is sort of break glass in case of emergency. And I actually have patients saying they reached into, I don't know, the Bible or the dictionary, found that envelope, and were recommitted to their goal.
Interesting. So they refresh their motivation.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So someone who, you know, is still going strong now, but they might need a little help later, that's an option.
They open up that envelope and they're reminded of why they started in the first place.
Cool. But back to the present moment. Today's music is Brother Sky by Ripe. Tomorrow, we'll talk about time, how none of us seem to have any, and how to get it so we can work out.
like a brick. You're never gonna get out of it. That's fine, you never really get out of it. But did you figure this as part of your plans? Zip, so stop. Try and wiggle with the weight of it. Do your best to try and reason with the weight of it. Even as you fail, at least you'll understand. You spill your drink as you wander towards this table. Trying your best to keep your cool. You're not completely sure you're able. And that's fine. May as well make friends with where you're going. Take your time. You don't need me to tell you. Truly better for it. They would not be the first to tell that sort of lie. So pray that in the morning it'll be different. Tell yourself in the morning it'll be different. Who cares about truth? Whatever helps you survive. It's 5 a.m. and you're dripping like a sauna. That's fine. May as well make friends with where you're going. Take your time. Children, when I'm older, how their daddy went for exactly what he wanted. It's a different kind of loving when you're not sure what you're staying for. It's a different kind of victory when you're not sure what you're playing for. I'll be one man in the corner, bidding songs about religion. Gotta get you to grow wings out of these shoulders you've been given. You can fly, so I will meet you at.